We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time. 1:30, we're going to talk with the two moms who Dan has been talking with, who are outraged, as people are nationally, at seeing this teacher over in North Penn tape the kid's mask with heavy-duty utility tape. I mean, we know you can't, you know, look, all of us have war stories. I told the story at King of Peace of the nun that Sister Mary Gerard, she put your head, Dan, and she would start moving your head just to be perfect. And then both hands. Man, you get hit with that. Your head just, woo, you don't want to be hit with that again.
Yeah.
But that's back in the day. We don't do stuff anymore along those lines. And I think the mask, though, taping the mask, I don't know if it was falling down, he was taking it off. I think they have a right to know. And I thought, Dan, though, a little fun thing, though. Duct tape is one of the great, I have to admit, you probably, you know me, so you know that there's a certain degree of what, chutzpah, that I think, yeah, just duct tape it. That'll be fine, right? Rather than actually fixing it. I don't know if you're like that. But I believe in duct tape. I wonder if people have a story of what they use duct tape for. Duct taping the kid's mask, I don't know. It didn't look like she was going to put it all the way around to hold it on. She was doing it on the edges, big pieces of it. And who took the photo? Was it her assistant? They probably have an assistant teacher in the room, right? I don't think it was a kid. They seem like pretty young kids. How did they get a photo out of there? All right, let's go to Lori in Ringo's, and she's on Talk Radio 1210 with Dom. Hey, Lori, welcome in.
Hi, Dom. Hey, I just want to say categorically, like, they shouldn't be doing that. Like, I wouldn't want anybody touching my kids, including putting tape on their face. And I work with little kids, and if they don't wear their mask, as long as we're going through with this mask nonsense, you just keep reminding them, hey, put your mask up, or if the mask is ill-fitting, you get them another mask. And if it really doesn't work, you take them to the nurse, and the nurse talks to them about how important it is to wear a mask.
What
That's all
saying,
you have to
like,
do.
Like, what was the lead-up to this situation that it had a teacher taping a mask to a child's face? Like what would encourage that, Dom? Do you have any idea?
See, that's why, no, I don't, Dan.
I mean, it's,
it is
very frustrating when you're in the classroom and, you know, you have to focus on, a teacher has to focus on things like that.
Right.
But the administration is very clear, at least in New Jersey, you know, where my kids go and where I teach, well, I'm an aide, that you got to keep, you know, you got to keep these masks in place because that's the rules right now. And they're ridiculous, frankly, but that's the rules. So you just have to use
Lori,
reasoning.
I think it's worse. Look, if the mask were falling down and she did it, her argument could be just a little bit on the side to keep it in place. But if he's pulling it down, to your point, and not obeying it all, then you have to take him out of the room. You can't be taping him up then because he's pulling the mask down.
You can't touch somebody's kids. And it's just not the right thing to do. I'm not just saying it as an employee. I wouldn't want anybody doing that to my kids either.
No, so, and you got to think somehow, but I guess it was the teacher's aide, right, that took the photo?
We'll find out.
I have no idea. Yeah, I don't know. Hey, can I tell you in a moment of insanity, a duct tape story involving me and my children?
Yes, go right ahead. Yes, your own kids, so that makes it okay using the duct tape.
That's right, and they're no longer, they're all 18-year-olds.
Statute of limitations, but, that's good.
Yes, in a moment of insanity, our community pool where my kids were on the swim team for years would have these contests like special weeks, and each day would be a different theme, like wear a princess costume, you know, to swim
right.
practice, or something crazy goggle day or whatever. So the one day was duct tape day. I did not understand what that meant. Like later you'd see the kids made like capes out of duct tape and they bring them in a sweet swim practice. I wrapped my older girl's leg in duct tape in like a spiral fashion. On her skin in like Dayco green duct tape.
When did DIFAS, the Division of Youth and Family Services, show up at the pool? Yes.
I know. That's what I think. I was going to say at the beginning of the call, don't give out my address because, you know, child services will be.
Well, Ringo's is kind of small. They'll find you there, Laura. Hey, Lori, give me an eyebrow person. Who do you say?
I don't know. I think George Clooney probably has a unibrow, but manicures it. And I come from a long line of heavy eyebrow people.
Yeah, he would be a guy that would manicure it. Thank you,
Lori,
very much.
Didn't know
he
had an expert on unibrows. It's great.
Yes, yeah, the unibrow would put you in there very, very well. All right, so, yeah, what did you use, Duck Dan? Have you ever used duct tape on anything? I'm trying to think of the wildest thing I may have used it on.
I mean, I once had my, you know, car window busted down.
There you go.
Drove around with the duct tape on my window for a while.
For a couple of years, that's fine.
Yeah, for a couple of years, yeah.
Yeah.
I have a bunch of holes in the floor in my house that we use to cover duct tape so mice and other creatures don't get through them.
I had an old car, and you're probably going to think it's because of the left foot thing. It wore it through on the driver's side, so I duct taped it.
Really?
Yes. I know that would intrigue you. You're on to that case
now.
Hold
my tongue on that one.
You're never going to let me go with these double foot, sure.
It's so bad.
I have a cop at a high level who told me he figured out in emergencies that's a much better thing to do.
It's not, though. Like the cop is just being very kind and, you know, blowing smoke up your way.
Okay. I think he's never would do that.
I don't think there's a – if you're – we have a lot of police listeners. Please do me a favor. If you're listening right now and you're a police officer, give us a call and tell Dom how unsafe he is with driving with his left foot.
All right. I'm not taking that call, James. Just so you know. You can – well, we'll take it. All right. It's 855-839-1210. Every foible is exposed here. It's a confessional. So yesterday with President Biden, those are the two big things. Overall, though – just the shuffling of papers, the back and forth. Of course, there was a great moment. This will be 6A with Peter Ducey. Ducey just asking him why he's pulling the country so far left. He didn't call him a socialist or anything. Here's the exchange with Peter Ducey.
You always ask me the nicest questions. I know you do.
All right.
None of them make a lot of sense to me, but I...
Well, let's try.
Fire away. Come on.
A new year. Why are you trying so hard in your first year to pull the country so far to the left?
I love this guy.
Oh, God, yes.
Well, I'm not. I don't know what you consider to be too far to the left if, in fact, we're talking about making sure that we had the money for COVID, making sure we had the money to put together the bipartisan infrastructure, making sure we were able to provide for those things that, in fact, would significantly reduce the burden on working class people, but make them they have to continue to work hard. I don't know how that is pointed to the left. If you may recall, you guys have been trying to convince me that I am... Bernie Sanders. I'm not. I like him, but I'm not Bernie Sanders. I'm not a socialist. I'm a mainstream Democrat, and I have been. And mainstream Democrats have overwhelmed. If you notice, the 48 of the 50 Democrats supported me in the Senate on virtually everything I've asked.
Well, who's to say they're not socialist or semi-socialist, if you will? All right, I've been waiting for a moment to squeeze this in today because Dan has just been scoring, booking people. At 1:30, we have those parents coming up. Tell me which one of these has caused the most stir. In Fairfax, Virginia, we're proud that we brought you those people in Loudoun and Fairfax that were on the cutting edge. They were the first one. They were the cats in the canary, in the coal mine, telling us about what was coming our way, critical race theory, the out-of-control school boards. So Fairfax is still up to this. In a classroom, they played, and sometimes they actually make kids walk it. Sometimes it's on a screen. Identifying your privilege, bingo. There's a free space, And I'm going to give you about five or six of these. There's about 15 of them that indicate you have privilege. Tell me which one do you think got people the most angry? They're all bad. The whole idea is bad. But it got them the most angry because saying this is privilege just shows you how toxic these people are. All right. Here are the five I'll give you. White, Christian, parents are married, cisgender, military kid, able-bodied. Which one of those is the most askew, even from this perverted mindset? Dan, do you say?
The military family.
Yes.
Yeah.
Military kid. Now, if we have military kids, I bet we have 100 or more listening. You know, how is that privileged? Let's go through the ways it's not. You move around a lot.
Yeah.
If they're in the military for any period of time, meaning you have to uproot, you have to get used to this, etc. It's an occupation where at a moment's notice, potentially, your mom or dad could be at war, could be killed.
Now, can I play devil's advocate?
Yes.
We're talking Fairfax County, right?
Yes.
The only defense that I could make for this absolute ridiculousness is Fairfax County is chock full of lifetime military members.
Okay,
and
yeah.
A lot of people are stationed there for a long time. So I guess the argument could be that being where this is, that you're talking to a lot of military families that haven't moved around a lot.
I think they still move around, Dan, and the ones you're thinking about might be upper level when they've arrived at that level, you know, officer and et cetera. Maybe at that point, they're kind of close to Washington. You're thinking Pentagon,
yeah,
which has a gazillion workers. Yeah. But no, I think they put that in there because they haven't said why. Here are some of the others. Native English speaker, comfortable being around police officers. Heterosexual. College is the expectation. Have your own bedroom. Both parents went to college. White, Christian. Never been racially profiled. Here's one. Involved in extracurricular activities. Well, maybe I won't be in the chess club because then I won't be called privileged. Never worried about food. Parents are married. Feel represented in the media. Cisgender. You drive or you get driven to school. Born in country of residence, feel safe around the police, able-bodied, military kid, never lost a loved one, employed, and no speech impediment. These maniacs.
Well, we're both screwed with that last one.
Yes, that's right, yes. But the military kid is the one that's jumped out. I hear Dan's thing there with Fairfax, but I still think,
God. Well, they're playing bingo, right? What's the prize? Like if you
win? The prize is the fewer that you have of them, the more you come to the head of the class.
Oy.
But just think of the time, the effort, the insanity of this, the drilling down. And then we're told there's no critical race theory in school. This document is the epitome of critical race theory. Again, how many times do we have to talk to these morons and say, we're not saying it's like at the law school level. We're talking about the mentality that then is filtered down to the high school, grade school level in its own way. And what this is doing, it's setting up two classes. It's setting up those that are the extreme privileged and those that are the extreme victims. Now, which one, when they say white in here, do you think it's going to be? I don't know if they have the victim bingo, but the military kid is the one where they said, that's it, this, you've been outed here. I guess the other one is the one that feels safe around police officers. Oh, God. How much antagonism can they engender toward cops? It's around the clock. You feel safe around a cop. What? Dan, is there any other one that bothers you?
No. I just want to play the games to find out what the prize is.
Because yeah, we'll have to do more research.
I have at least like five or six cross bingos playing this game.
Yeah, right. Comfortable walking around outside alone. Well, if you have Larry Krasner as your DA, there's no problem.
You go, yeah.
You won't have privilege. You won't feel comfortable. All right, 855-839-1210.
Maybe if you line up like five of them in a certain way, I can get a bingo of not placing pieces. Like the speech impediment, the living in a place where you don't feel safe.
Right.
Yeah, there's two for me.
There's Port Richmond, right?
Yeah.
Have your own bedroom, huh? That's a big deal, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Dom, see, you take that for granted. A lot of people don't. Well, that's privilege now, having a bedroom. This is how far they'll go. This is their calculation, the thought process. And they put it up on a big screen, or they actually put it on the floor and you stand on it. Then you see where you rank. They do all this stuff with little kids. That's what critical race theory is. That's the rim, though.
Mike on Twitter just wrote in a very deep and question that I want to know your opinion on. Is saying the phrase white privilege racial profiling?
Yes. So sometimes they leave it off and they just say privilege.
Gotcha.
But I think they're meaning, well, we know it's white privilege.
Yeah,
it's,
you
know, just, it's just like a shorthand. Hey, by the way, one random thought that occurred to me, how bad it is. And look, I realize that the murder du jour yesterday in Philadelphia that got me. And today, Dan and I will be doing our extra credit show, but we have a twist, Dan. I'll let you explain in a second. The one that got me is an old city apartment complex, beautiful spot. It looks to be around 2nd and Chestnut, I want to say, somewhere around there. A guy has a rental dispute over time. The woman's in the reception area, I guess in charge of rentals. He just brings in two pipes and beats her to death right there in front of people.
Wow.
No one intervenes. And then when the police come, he's getting off an elevator walking with blood on his hands and the pipes in some kind of bag. So there were a lot of 911 calls, but apparently there were a lot of people there. I mean, I always think, don't you just have to pick up whatever you can and hit this guy as much as you can until you stop him? If he's got a pipe, you know, if there's a bunch of guys there or others, they seem like 20 people saw this. Don't you have to together just hit him, stab him, do whatever you can? If he's just beating in front of you a woman, he snuck up on her in the reception area with pipes at 2nd in Old City. Indicative, again, in Krasner land, anything can happen anywhere. Amazing. All right, so Dan, what are we doing today? We're launching this in a soft way with our extra credit, facebook.com/1210WPHT at 3:30 today.
Yeah, so head over to Facebook. You're going to want to see this. What we kind of noticed here on the Dom Show is there's a lot of disorganization going on. A lot of people care about the Krasner issue, but it's almost like a lot of people aren't on the same page. People that care about the Krasner issue know what's going on, but then those that care about the Krasner issue a lot of times will have conversations with people who aren't as plugged in, and they're kind of like shrugged off as saying, yeah, no, Philadelphia's always been crime-ridden. It's always been unsafe. That's not the case. There is some crazy, crazy stuff going on out there. We say often on the show that a lot of the stuff going on the streets in Philadelphia is you can't even write it for a movie. So what we want to do here on the Dom Show is we're going to offer a 15 to 20 minute all encapsulation on a weekly basis. It's going to be called the Krasnerland Crime Report. And every week, Dom and I will take a look at the local news going from station to station, just kind of playing back some of the incredible stories that we've seen unfold in what we call Krasnerland, the new name for Philadelphia, the crime-ridden Philadelphia under Larry Krasner's policies. So Dom,
right,
once a week, 3:30 at Thursdays at 3:30, join us. It'll also be in a podcast form. And please share it with your friends. It's going to be a 15, 20-minute, just all encapsulation of the week's events in Krasnerland, the crime in Philadelphia, to kind of show people that might not understand what's going on here in Philadelphia the truth as to what's happening here on the streets.
Well, I hope we play today, Dan, because the people will be able to see it visually. May want to add this to the list. The political analyst who was on Fox 29 and the news anchor, who at the end of the guy saying he can't be impeached. And the guy says, yeah, you don't do things like that in our system. He was elected.
Yep.
What country is this guy in?
Yep, so every day or every week you'll have 10 minutes or so of conversation of what's been going on that week. And we'll also discuss the politics of it, what's going on with Krasner. And heavily this week, talking about that Jay Corman letter sent to the Pennsylvania Assembly looking for the impeachment of Krasner as well.
Yeah, so 3:30 today. And then if you can't see it live, of course you can post then. We want you to share it. We want you to send it around as many people as possible.
We want you to contribute, too. Please.
Yeah, we want you to contribute. There might be something you see. You can
live
post.
Chat,
we don't know about
it.
Yeah. We're throwing the dragnet out there. The sources are impeccable. But so much has gone on with this guy This yesterday at 2nd and Chestnut, I mean, beating her to death with a pipe in a reception area of a fancy hotel. You know, what's the there was a rental dispute. The mentality is anything goes. It's a wild west here. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Don't forget the side question of the day, eyebrows, in honor of Jesse Waters, who's on tomorrow at 1 o'clock here on Talk Radio 1210.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, it's Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. 855-839-1210. So Michael Phelps, who... is a little bit scattered, Dan, to put it mildly, but the greatest swimmer of all time, I think you'd have to say. He looked like a fish, a giant fish in there, right? Just a killer.
Incredible, yeah.
Yeah, he's on with Christian Amanpour. And here's my point before I play what he said. I think, Dan, you anticipate it. How is it that it reaches the level of Christian Amanpour and all these others nationally, and they get Michael Phelps to comment on Leah Thomas over at Penn? The transgender, well, I'll use that term for now, swimmer. That is just outrageous what's going on with women's sports. And yet, the local media has almost no interest. 6ABC did a little thing, and they basically deflected it. But other than that, there has been almost nothing on what is a national story. Well, they're not doing it because they don't like the narrative. That's why it's a huge story here in our backyard, and we've been on it for months. That you have this pretty big-sized guy who was a decent male swimmer suddenly take a little bit of testosterone suppression for a year, and that's supposed to level the playing field. Now there's an allegation by one of the female swimmers that Leah Thomas intentionally lost to the transgender female-to-male swimmer on Yale last week. Intentionally lost. This is how nuts it is. And it just shows you, in progressive think, even something that you know how I support women's sports. I think it's one of the greatest revolutions that has happened. So many good things. They're willing to throw that aside in order to take up a cause crazier that makes no sense, the idea of this guy swimming against these women. So here's Christian Amanpour. Reaches her level, her desk, but not here locally, talking with Michael Phelps.
What do you make of that? And she's obviously doing exceptionally well. She also has been taking testosterone suppressants, but nonetheless does much better, according to the records, than her female contestants. What do you make of this particular situation?
I mean, look, like I'll say, you know, I can talk from a standpoint of doping. You know, I don't think I've competed in a clean field in my entire career. So, you know, I think this leads back to the organizing committees again, because it has to be a level playing field. I think that's something that we all need, because it's that's what sports are. And for me, I don't know where this is going to go. I don't know what's going to happen. I believe that we all should feel comfortable with who we are in our own skin. But I think sports should all be played at an even playing field. I don't know what that looks like in the future. But it's hard. I don't know.
It's complicated.
It's very complicated, and You know, this is my sport. This has been my sport my whole entire career. And I honestly, the one thing I would love is everybody to be able to compete on an even playing field. That's all I can say.
It's not complicated. Don't let this happen. What's so complicated about it? And Dan, you picked it out. He mentioned doping, and that's exactly what it's akin to. It's gaining some kind of an advantage. That's an unnatural advantage in this field. Common sense tells you, I don't care what fake scientists they bring in. These women are experiencing it. How does a guy who was relatively mediocre as a male swimmer suddenly set records? It's because he's racing against females. It makes no sense, except in progressive think.
Well, I got some for you on Twitter.
Yes.
Some reaction.
Yes.
Someone picked up Michael Phelps, who was born with a biological set of features allowing him to have twice the lung capacity as most humans and an outsized arm span, talks about, quote, biological advantages of a trans swimmer. Remember, advantages only matter if you're trans.
Yeah. Oh, God. Just the perversion of that. Just the perverted mindset. You know, this is the type of spin. All right. So that means, in that petty mind, that's Harrison Bergeron again. Everybody, we're not saying everybody has to be exactly equal. We're talking about the unnatural advantage. It's women's sports. That's what we're talking about. But they're fixated on this because this gets at the idea there are no genders. Democrats nationally now, I'm reading today, the Pennsylvania Democrats want to take the sex of the child off birth certificates. Why? What threat is that to them? It's all part of this nonsense that's out there. And even Phelps in the middle of it comes around and say, well, it's complicated. Oh, very complicated. No, it's not.
Another one? Michael yeah. Phelps's body produces half the normal amount of lactic acid during exercise, which means that just for free, by accident of his birth, he feels significantly less fatigued than even somebody else with his other genetic advantages would. He can shut the F up.
Yeah, well, we know that the greatest athletes in the world, by and large, almost every one of them, are physical freaks of some sort. So these people then would say, well, that's not equitable. Gronkowski then has to crouch down. We got to do something to make him shorter at tight end or small, you know. We're not saying that at all. We're just saying, and it comes back to the same thing, the obvious thing here, women's sports, which was the crown jewel, and they talk about all the time. They're scared to death of what this means. Now, I don't think it means the ends of women's sports anytime soon, but you get enough of these people like Leah Thomas who are shameless enough. You get people like the local media who won't cover it. I never understand why people can shy away. They're in the business of great stories. This is virgin territory, so to speak, here in this area as far as not being talked about. We're the only ones for months that have really talked about it. Why wouldn't local news give that to their viewers? The Inquirer has kind of dabbled in it, but with Michael Phelps there now, you'd think that would open it up. All right, let me go to Tom in Cinnaminson. Hey, Tom, good afternoon. Who is it that you want to tell me about with eyebrows?
Hey, good afternoon. I just want to mention I really enjoy the Daily, Dom and Dan. I live alone, and it's great company, so thank you.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Go easy on second, the Dan time stuff, though, Tom. Go easy on the Dan time stuff. Yes.
My nomination for the eyebrows is Mr. Potato Head.
Ooh, very nice, Tom. Very nice. All right, Mr. Potato Head's a good one.
Do you know who voiced Mr. Potato Head in Toy Story?
Who did?
I think it was John Ratzenberger, wasn't it?
By the way, speaking of Toy Story, phony Tom Hanks. I know I'm not allowed to say it. I'm not Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks is a big-time liberal. He is doing the one-year anniversary of Joe Biden. He's the narrator. Come on, Tom.
Yeah, come
Don't
on.
Tell me you're apolitical. You're putting the Tom Hanks credibility to this? Nah, I don't think you have any credibility if you can narrate this fraud of a year. Come on.
I'm so upset I just got that wrong. It was Don Rickles that played Mr. Potato Head in Toy Story.
I didn't know that.
Yeah?
I only interviewed Rickles once. Boy, I wish I had done.
Did
I never interviewed
insulted
Rodney
by
Dangerfield.
Don Rickles?
Yeah.
Did you get insulted by Rickles?
No, he didn't. You know who insulted me? Jay Leno. I got Jay Leno back. Dan, this is when Leno was like one of the top 10 interviews. And he called me, he said I was like the Barry Sheck or something. That was an attorney in the OJ thing who was pressing the witness. Because I asked him a pointed question and he got nuts. It was crazy. Jay Leno going after me. I don't know if I still have that tape. Yes.
Oh, man, we got to find that.
Yeah, it might be out there somewhere in YouTube. I was surprised with Jay Leno, and all I was doing was puffing him up. He was coming to AC. And this is when Jay Leno was like at the level of Carson or what, you know, somewhat like that.
Wow.
So, oh, yeah, took a lot. Okay, coming up, we're going to talk with the two moms from North Penn who are leading the charge at getting more information, I guess more punishment, we'll see, at the school board meeting in North Penn tonight over the photo of that teacher putting tape on the kid's mask and on his face to hold the mask on. They probably know more. They're part of a parents group in North Penn. That's coming up. I hear you. I'm waiting for that to play out, Dan. I like it. Sorry.
You like Iz?
Yes.
Everybody loves Iz. Come on.
All right. Now I heard it. All right. We have two moms with us from North Penn where we have this story that's going completely crazy. There's a photo. It seems to be authentic. I think the school district, North Penn School District, verifies that.
Yep.
Of a teacher, elementary school level, taping the mask with heavy-duty tape, it appears to be, on the face of a child. Joining us is Jesse Bradica and Jennifer Miller, two moms. And Jesse, you lead what group there in North Penn? What's the name? Hi, Jesse. Thank you for joining us. And what group do you lead?
North Penn Stronger Together.
Okay. And that group has been, we've seen it, I think, at some school board meetings. There's been contention right over the material and some of the stuff in the library, et cetera, right?
Correct.
Okay.
We've brought up messages to the board over the last several months, pretty much since school shut down in 2020.
So what do we know here? Do we know what happened to precipitate this as far as why was this teacher doing this, do we think?
Well, first of all, the family wants to remain private, and we don't represent the family in anything that we say. We want to respect their rights. What we do know is that the issue was brought to administration and was not being dealt with satisfactorily. So they wanted us, they gave us permission to share the photo for appropriate action.
Aha. Okay. Gotcha. So what is inappropriate about the action so far? As I understand it, they're saying it's confidential. They took care of the employee. That's it. You think it should be more of a public airing of this?
I was really, truly hoping that the district would make a response to the parents of the district and not just the media. They made a great speech to the media, but in the past, we've gotten district emails. For example, when the George Floyd trial verdict came out, we got a district administration email, you know, talking to parents about that. I think, you know, being that this is an actual district concern where you see a child, you know, a faceless child, and I think the reason why it went so viral is because parents can see their child sitting there getting their mask taped to their face, and this is not just in North Penn. You know, I've seen news stories. It's, you know, Kansas, Las Vegas, Michigan. So this isn't just like a once and done. This is something that I think we as parents are all fearing right now. And it came to light, and it was captured on video by a classmate or on camera. So
by,
you know,
a
we're
classmate
thankful for-
by a classmate. Do you know that? Is that who did it, or?
Yeah, that is the information that we have.
Wow,
that it was
that's
taken
amazing.
By-
Jen Miller, Jen, you're a parent too. And tell me what this evoked in you, Jen. Why are you involved?
Well, I'm a parent of four children, one at the high school, one at middle school, and two at the elementary level. And I just see this as by not coming down hard on this teacher and making it known publicly to everyone that this is completely unacceptable. I see this as something that could very easily happen to one of my children in these classrooms, and I know that they would be mortified. This pandemic has already taken a strong emotional toll on my children, And I feel like this would be the final straw in their mental health. And there's nothing out there at this moment that's telling other teachers that they can't do this. It's not acceptable.
Do we know, was the mask just slipping and that's why she did it? Or was there a contention here over wearing a mask? Do we know that?
I'm not 100% sure on how it evolved up to that point.
Okay, Jesse, once again. I know the district has had a lot of back and forth with your group and others over issues like this. Is it mask optional now? It's not mask optional now, then, at any level?
Correct. With the current transmission rate, it's not optional. It is mandatory. I do want to make a comment that I don't think it matters why the taping of the mask occurred.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fact that the teacher was taping the mask to the child and, you know, the unedited photo has the child looking horrified. And I do know that the child has missed days of school since this instance. So that tells you all that you need to know right there. And I don't know if the teacher is still in the classroom or not. I do think that it's important that, you know, the district maintains confidentiality and does a proper investigation. But I agree with what Jennifer said 100%, that there needs to be a strong response. And the public needs to be set at ease. The parents of the community need to be set at ease.
Well, from what I've read, you're right. They basically said we took appropriate action with the employee. That's it. They didn't stress, and it seems to be this is the politics of it or the positioning that I think you're getting at. They didn't say under no circumstance ever can you tape a kid, particularly with the mask. Kids are having trouble with that. Here's what you're supposed to do if there's an issue around the mask. Is there a policy? If there's a kid that doesn't wear the mask or the mask is slipping, do you either one of you know what the policy is then?
I haven't heard of any policy.
How about you, Jen?
As a parent, I would take the it's been stated that they would be referred for, like, disciplinary action. So, I mean, it would be my assumption that a policy would be to refer them somewhere outside of the classroom, not for the teacher to take charge. But I don't think that's ever been explicitly stated to parents, and at this point I'm not sure it's been explicitly stated to teachers if this is what is occurring.
Well, let me ask you, are you okay with that given the circumstance that is the rule in the school? Even I am a fan of the optional too at this, well, I've been forever, but Jen Miller, would you be okay with that? The kid won't do it or the mask is ineffective in coming down. Do you think they ought to refer it and then call the parent on that?
Well, I'm like you. I don't agree that masks should be in school. I think they should totally 100% be optional. But if it is the rule and my kids are not following it, then I would see it totally appropriate that they're sent to the nurse either for another mask or to the principal for them to address it and call me. It's 100% under no circumstance okay for the teacher to tape the mask to the child's face or to publicly shame them. I think that needs to be handled as a disciplinary measure within the school, not shaming a child in a classroom.
All right, so Jesse, tonight, you parents only get 2 minutes to speak each month, and what's your plan at the school board meeting tonight? What can you tell us about it? And where do people go if they want to go to the school board meeting tonight?
The school board meeting tonight is at 7 o'clock p.m. at the high school auditorium. And if you can't make it in person, even if you know, there might be time to speak at the beginning and at the end of the meeting. If you can't make it in person, you can watch it on NPTV's YouTube channel live at 7 o'clock.
Okay. And did they tell you they're going to address this tonight or you don't know?
I would be surprised, and I'm hopeful that they'll address it. Typically, at a school board meeting, they only tell you the rules of public comment and don't really engage with the public. So I'm hoping that this time they do make an effort to ease the public.
Well, I would think so. And I think they should issue a policy. And I agree with Jen Miller. The policy should be gently. They have the kid go to the nurse. and then call the parent and talk about what can we do here to make this work without a big thing shaming them or certainly taping them or physically being involved in any way. That's the last thing that you want to do. So I thank the two of you very much. Maybe we can talk tomorrow after we see what the school board does tonight. Thank you for joining us, though, Jesse and Jennifer.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks, guys, very much. Thanks for Dan to get him. We'll get your reaction. Dan Time with Dom is next, too, and 855-839-1210. You get in.
That's right. It's that time of the day when Dan Borowski, producer of the Dom Giordano program, takes over the Dom Show for some Dan Time with Dom. And, Dom, we built this segment to be less political, but, again, I got to do a political topic here because it just shocks me that the PC crowd keeps getting their way. And now, just when you think it couldn't touch any other industry, candy is now getting politically correct. M&M characters have been redesigned for a more dynamic and progressive world, Mars announces, Dom. Is there anything else that they can't do? Like, it's nuts.
Well, it's so, DJ sent me this today, Dan, that what they're going to do with the green M&Ms, well, the mission is to increase the sense of belonging for 10 million people around the world by 2025 based on M&Ms.
So wait,
the green M&Ms,
are there 10
previously
million
seen in ads posing seductively and strutting her stuff in white go-go boots, will now sport a pair of sneakers.
All those anamorphic M&Ms walking around, we got to include them, you know?
Well, she can't have high heels. See, I object first. No more green M&Ms. What are we going to do with the green M&Ms riders of rock groups and all, right?
It's true, yeah. So Mars, after receiving criticism for the green M&Ms, says the green M&M will be better representative to reflect confidence and empowerment as a strong female and known much more for her boots. She's not the only one getting a redesign. Brown M&M also getting a redesign. Wants to show a better relationship between the ground and the green and the brown M&M, saying the two characters' dynamic will have them together showing shine and not shade, hoping to be a force supporting women. Also, brown M&M's heels will be lowered to a professional heel height, they say.
Wait a minute. That's fodder for the show. I need women to tell. What is a professional heel height? Now, you know, I kind of like a 4-inch heel, Dan. I don't know about you. You don't seem to be a heel guy.
4-inch heel is a little much, don't you think?
Yeah, well, it's not 6 inches, but 4-inch heel.
What is a professional? I think a professional heel is, what, an inch? 2 inches?
Who would we call on? Oh, come on now. They look horrible. An inch heel?
I don't think they look horrible.
No. You got to have at least a 2-inch heel. That's not professional. What profession are we talking about?
The orange M&M, Dom, who has an anxious personality, will, quote, embrace his true self, worries and all, but the orange M&M's shoelaces will now be tied to represent his cautious nature. According to Mars, the orange M&M is, quote, one of the most relatable characters with Gen Z, which is, quote, the most anxious generation.
Unbelievable.
No comment on that one?
Yeah, will M&M's be eating each other? Is that some other candy? I'm trying
to
remember.
Oh, no, you actually, that's a good point, because the red M&M's also getting a rebrand. The red M&M, who has shown bully tendencies in the past, will be more kind to his co-characters. So sweet.
And Mars says 10 million people are going to feel better about themselves in 2025.
Well,
by 2025.
10 million people. Come on. I don't think people really put that much stock into M&Ms, do they?
No. I mean, they're a great cultural thing. We have fun with them. That's why the green M&M is such a cultural thing, why it got connected to the riders that rock stars want, what they want and don't want.
Dom, I also have some bad news I got to break to both you and the audience. This is some horrible news. I know it's going to really hurt you because you were really into this show. But Paris Hilton's Cooking with Paris has officially been canceled by Netflix after one season. Disappointing, huh?
I came to a new level of respect for Paris Hilton when I covered her event at a perfume counter at Lip Brothers or Strawberry Juice.
What haven't you covered? You covered a Paris Hilton event?
I carried Paris Hilton, and there were mainly older women there and, like, teeny boppers, I have to say.
Oh,
yeah.
Sounds like a
No, she was very articulate, had great presence,
I gotta
say.
What was the angle, though, for the radio show? Because you were doing political radio at the time, I would assume, right?
Yeah, well, you know, I was even before you. It was the same day I had my ears waxed because I was going to talk about that.
That's great. Well, that's all I got for you from Dan Time.
All right. That's Dan Time with Dom. Big 2 o'clock hour. Our buddy Liz Priate-Havey, head of Republicans in Montgomery County. How's that looking with Joe Biden and Krasner? But Jake Corman, the guy that unleashed this idea of impeach Corman, the head of Republicans in the Senate, he's back, because so far we haven't seen the Republicans at the House level move on this. We'll find out what he's going to say about that. Jesse Waters tomorrow at 1. Don't miss that one here on Talk Radio 1210.
I've got to fly my own sweet way. Don't you shoot me down.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.